Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details. Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Two Brothers Gaming Podcast. This is episode 96, and I'm here with Rylan.
We're about to tie up Ashton's other podcast, the Three Terrible Gamers podcast.
Yeah, you should go listen to that too.
It's pretty good, but not as good as Two Brothers Game.
Alright, join the Discord.
Yeah, make sure to join Discord. We've been stuck at 30 members for
20.
Trying to get 30, but we've been stuck at 20 for about, I don't know,
20 years.
As long as this house has been here.
Wow.
Back in 2017.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we can go ahead and get into it. All
right. Nintendo of America president responds to ROM hacks for sale via Mega Retailer.
Okay, here, a vendor was selling hacked Nintendo ROMs on Walmart's marketplace, catching Nintendo of America's president's attention. ROM hacking involves in modifying game files for new experiences or to make games playable on different platforms. Nintendo is known for protecting its intellectual property and, you know, has filed lawsuits against ROM hackers and mod creators. A vendor has been spotted, you know, selling hacked Nintendo ROMs on Walmart's third-party marketplace. This has caught the attention of Doug Bowser. Oh, Bowser. The current president of Nintendo of America, for those who don't know, ROM hacking is when a person takes the read-only elements of a game and modifies them either to fix bugs, add translations, implementations, cheats, you know, implant cheats, capabilities, or tweak the files to create a new experience using the original as a foundation. Frequently, ROM hacks are used to, you know, make a game playable via emulator. Like, you know, Ashton loves his emulators.
That's right.
I like my emulator I got too, but I don't really play it. But, via emulator on a platform that it wasn't originally developed for. I didn't get really the response.
Yeah, that's fine. So, yeah, apparently somebody on Walmart was selling ROM hacks, and Doug Bowser seen it, so now they're gonna probably get sued. But ROM hacks, I don't see anything wrong with making ROM hacks, but selling them is the issue, because they're making money from Nintendo's property at that point. So I've patched ROMs to hack them. I haven't actually made ROM hacks, but I've patched the ROMs to make a different ROM. So I have hacked ROMs, but I didn't make the actual ROM hack. So, like, like Super Mario Sunshine has a ROM hack called Super Mario, what is it? Eclipse. Super Mario Eclipse. It's supposed to be a fan-made sequel to Super Mario Sunshine.
Yeah.
So I've played the demo of that, and the full version actually comes out, supposed to be next month, I believe. So I'll definitely be ROM hacking Super Mario Sunshine to play that.
Yeah.
But there's nothing wrong with doing it in my eyes, unless you're making money from Nintendo's property. But
yeah, because it's not your property.
Yeah,
to begin with.
Right. They didn't make Mario or Zelda or anything. Like, I've played a ROM hack of Zelda, different Zelda games, like Ocarina of Time, too.
Yeah.
It's just what it does. It takes the base game and then makes it a completely different game, so it can make it a sequel, make it a just a completely different experience. So it's fun to have fan-made ROM hacks, but just not to make money from them.
Yeah. So stop making money from Nintendo's stuff. Yeah. You didn't make it.
Right.
They'll catch on to it eventually, then you'll get sued.
Yep. It's not worth it. They have more money than you.
They have way more money than you. You'll ever have.
Yeah.
Or in your entire bloodline.
Yeah, definitely. At least mine.
Yeah.
All right. Nintendo bans MIG Switch owner. We're just talking about Nintendo banning people in this episode.
Basically, I sadly cannot find a single bit of information on it.
All right. Nintendo of America has issued a lawsuit to modders over the MIG Switch. You remember we talked about the MIG Switch as the cartridge you put into the Switch to play Switch ROMs.
We talked about that four or so episodes we actually talked about this thing.
Yeah.
Before it released, at least.
Right. It says the lawsuit was filed June 28th and published July 1st. The company is seeking damages, injunctive relief, and other equitable relief under the DMCA. Nintendo's suit revolves around the MIG Switch's main capabilities, which are designed to circumvent the copy protection embedded in the Switch. MIG stores games on an SD card placed in a fake cartridge. This effectively tricks the hardware into thinking an official game was inserted. When users want to swap games, they just have to eject and reinsert it. Nintendo has also taken issue with MIG's makers, modded hardware, selling modded tools, chips, and even pre-modded consoles. While the first run of Nintendo Switch consoles was easily hacked thanks to an oversight, almost every console since its second run from 2018 onwards has fixed this issue. As such, the only real way to alter the OLED or newer versions of the console is to open it up and solder a mod chip to it. The MIG was intended to avoid having to do this process. With the suit now in process, it appears that Nintendo has taken over the domain MIGSwitch.com. However, MIGSwitch's store is still online. I figured it was just a matter of time before Nintendo started finding out who owned MIG Switch and suing them. So
I figured it was going to catch Nintendo's eye eventually.
Oh, yeah. And then, so if you want one, MIGSwitch.com is shut down, but the MIG Switch's store is still online. So if you want to get one now. Or they're not, you're not going to make it. Shut down forever. But I mean, one came out, there's going to be others coming out. Cartridges to do the same thing that the MIG Switch is doing. Like, they're going to come out with more. Somebody else will. Since it's already been done once, it'll be done again. All right. Moving on. Game Pass games for July.
I got a lot, because I have a little bit of description of each game.
Okay.
And then the names of the games. I got here kicking things off on July 3rd, obviously 3 days ago, is Typhoon Studios 2020 Action Adventure Journey to Savage Planet for cloud, console, and PC, which makes a return to the Game Pass library. IGN's Journey to the Savage Planet review, it was a 6 out of 10. Not the best, not the worst.
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently that wasn't the says here, we said, you know, this comedy exploration experience blasts off with a lot of fresh ideas, but doesn't quite stick the landing. So, it's kind of trash, or it's kind of not.
Yep, basically.
Also on July 3rd, Fair Play Labs Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2. Cloud console and PC hits Game Pass. This Nickelodeon-based platform fighter got a 9 out of 10 on IGN's review. They said Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl knocks nearly every single one of the first game's problems into the blast zone. So they're just saying it's good.
It's better than the first one.
Yeah. It says here, then on July 9th, Big Ant Studios Cricket 24 got a 5 out of 10.
It's kind of trash. Kind of mid, yeah. Basically.
Incredibly But for cloud, console, and PC, these are just kind of basically reviews. I thought it was the description of the game. Like, isn't it? I didn't fully read them. But I got here July 9th also. Color Grid Games 2022 point blank click detective adventure game, The Case of the Golden Idol, cloud, console, and PC. And it got a 8 out of 10 on IGN's review. Which is good. So it's a pretty decent game, IGN says. July 11th. What is that? AWOKEBS, I guess. Ticha for cloud, PC, and Xbox Series X and S. It launches on Game Pass. Little rating. We got Magical Delicacy, cloud, console, and PC launches day one of the Game Pass on July 16th. This wholesome pixel art platform lets players cook magical delicacy. So you can just cook.
Nice.
It's a cooking.
Cooking simulator, pretty much, I guess.
Yeah, but it says here, rounding out the July 2024 wave one is the day one Game Pass launch of Flock, cloud console and PC, July 16th. Flock is a multiplayer co-op game about the joy of flight and collecting adorable flying creatures with your friends. I don't think Flock's my type of game.
Yeah, me either. I mean, it might be for you, but it's not for me.
You can go over the games again, Ashton. All
right. So we have Journey to the Savage Planet, Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2, Cricket 24, The Case of the Golden Idol, Neon White, Tachia.
I miss Neon White.
Flock, Magical Delicacy, Dungeons of Hinterberg, and Frostpunk 2. All of those are cloud, console, and PC, except for Frostpunk 2 is PC only. Comes out July 25th.
July 25th. So in 19 days.
19 days. Yep.
And get that.
Yeah. And then up next we have Nintendo Switch Online update adds some NES games.
Yep. I can tell you these NES games. Pretty sure these are the right ones. We got Urban Champion.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Make the right call for the right Medicare Advantage benefits. Go to MedMutual.com/review to schedule your free Medicare plan review with Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
Golf, Mock Rider, Cobra Triangle, Solar Jetman, The Mystery of Atlantis, and Donkey Kong Jr. Math.
Yep.
You get that? Yep. One, I knew it, two, because it's the same article I had over this on my podcast as well.
Yep. So, not very many heavy hitters there. I'm not even sure what Donkey Kong Jr. Math is. I know what Donkey Kong Jr. is.
I literally think it's a math game of Donkey Kong.
So why would people want to play that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Donkey Kong Jr. Math. I mean, I don't know. On the NES, I don't know. Like, golf on the Wii, that's fun.
Yeah, Wii Golf is awesome.
But not on the NES, I don't think. So, not very many heavy hitters there.
Mock Rider is like a racing game.
Okay, yeah, I'm not sure. I don't have pictures or descriptions of them. I just have the list of the games.
Hold up, I'm trying to look here. Because I do think I have a little bit. Yeah, it says here, Donkey Kong Jr. Math. And it says, edutainment game in the Donkey Kong series. It's like an education game. Who the crap would want to play
why
that?
Why would they add that to Nintendo Switch Online?
Math. Ooh.
It's not very fun, I don't think.
I would not want to play a math game. A Donkey Kong math game.
Donkey Kong Jr. Math.
Yeah, I'm good.
Players control Donkey Kong Jr. as he solves math problems set up by his father, Donkey Kong.
I mean, I highly doubt they're hard math problems, but who would want to play that?
This one says, like, just the box art is 6,645 minus 2,118.
Difficult.
And the answer is 4,527.
It's just math. Who would want to play that?
I mean, I don't know, but that's what they're adding to Nintendo Switch Online.
Also, the Cobra Triangle game, it's a racing game.
Okay.
Mock Rider, it's a player, you know, you control a biker fighting off the forces of evil and save people. Urban Champion, it's a fighting game. Urban Champion was one of the first fighting games on the NES.
Oh, yeah.
I have all the descriptions here, but I don't really feel like reading. Because I don't want to read about Donkey Kong Jr. Math.
Why not? It's nice. It's a fun game.
There actually isn't even a description for it. How trash is it? It just says like an edutainment, you know, game in the Donkey Kong series.
Says the Mystery of Atlantis. Says the game is set in the mythical land of Atlantis. The player controls an amateur adventurer named Wynn, whose objective is to save his master being held captive in the final level. And it's a 2D side scroller.
Where's golf at? I need to find golf.
I think it's kind
of here. One of its first 30 titles, golf, by the way, is one of the best-selling sports games on the system.
Wow.
Golf.
Okay.
How?
I guess people want to play some golf, some NES golf.
They have their NES controller. How would that work?
I don't know. Play it and see. You have Nintendo Switch Online.
I want to play golf.
All right, guys. So what is your favorite current game you're playing through right now? Like, it can be an adventure game. It could be like 2K.
Honestly, probably either 2K. I had 3. 2K? Breath of the Wild. But I haven't been playing much of it. and Valorant. The three games I've been playing recently, but I'd say 2K.
2K? Okay. Even though it makes us mad.
It is so annoying, it's fun.
Okay.
Especially if you win. If you win, it's fun. But I'd say 2K.
2K. You hear that, Ronnie?
It's fun, but annoying as crap.
Listen, Ronnie. He's saying 2K is his favorite game. Please make us win.
Remember when you gave us that email that 2K wanted to sponsor us? I love 2K. 2K is the best game ever.
Yeah. If you want to pay us.
With all my guts.
He's actually playing it right before we came on here to record.
White bars.
Well, white bars don't go in.
You don't make it go in the basket.
Mine, so many today were just on the edge of green, and they didn't go in. I don't understand.
It's bullcrap. And then that one guy,
there was no green in his shot whatsoever, but it was full white and it went in.
It's dumb. It's so dumb.
Anyway, my game, I mean, I'm playing 2K too, but I just got through playing God of War. That was a good game, like the story and everything. God of War, I'm playing Luigi's Mansion 2 HD. It's a good game.
I'm not really playing any games much right now. I could play Tears of Kingdom, but I'm going to beat Breath of the Wild before I do that.
Yeah, Tears of Kingdom's another one I'm playing through. I've been playing through it for over a year. I've been playing through... I'm in the middle of like Twilight Princess 2. I've been playing it for like 2 years. I need to beat it. Last of Us, I played a little bit of that. I play too many games and get in the middle of them and don't finish them. That's why I was like, I'm going to sit down and beat God of War. And my next objective is to beat... I don't know which one I want to beat. If I want to beat The Last of Us first or Luigi's Mansion 2.
Ashton just starts games and forgets about them.
I do.
Like, oh, crap. I forgot I started this game.
I have a lot of games. But my favorite game...
I've done that so many times with certain story mode games.
Yeah.
Like, I just...
It's easy to do.
Forget about it. Yeah.
My favorite game, though, is probably God of War right now.
I'll take God of War because you just beat it and everything.
I just beat it, and the story is so good. And
it's an amazing game. It's such a good game.
It is. It's fun. It's got a great story and everything. So I'd say God of War, probably.
I got to beat it myself. I only got halfway through the game.
It's worth playing. You know, starting again if you want.
Even if you just started again, it's fun. Because I've had to restart a whole bunch of times because switching through different consoles.
After you beat it, you get what's called a New Game Plus. So you can start a new game, but you keep all your weapons, all your XP, all your upgrades and everything. I thought about it, but I was like, nah, I need to play a different game.
Spider-Man?
Yeah. It does that. Yeah, and Horizon Zero Dawn does that too. Horizon Zero Dawn's another one that I've started playing in the past year.
Games that have a story really do that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a common thing with them.
Ghost of Tsushima does it too. Yeah. Not sure though. That's another amazing game.
I've never played.
I think
it.
You would like it. It has a good story to it, and it's an open world.
It just came to PC not too long ago.
Yeah, it did. I remember.
We talked about it. Yep. Yeah. All right, guys. That's all the topics we have. We appreciate you for watching or listening. Watch us live on Kick and YouTube. Follow us on all of our podcast socials, our Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our personal Twitch Kick YouTube accounts, our other podcast socials like Discord, Twitter, Instagram, everything but Facebook. Buy our merch on Redbubble, Printify. If you want custom merch, DM me or Rylan on Discord or DM us on our Instagram. Rylan, you have anything?
No, as I said, follow our Discord, follow our socials, everything besides Facebook, because, screw Facebook.
Facebook's old.
Facebook's for the boomers. But, if you want merch, grab a little Printify, custom merch, obviously DM us on Instagram, or, Discord.
Yeah.
And also, before we leave this episode off, hey, Ronnie. Sponsor us.
You should.
I know you can hear me.
He thought about it. He reached out to us before, but it never got.
Game even bigger than it already is.
Yeah,
because we're the best gaming podcast of all time.
Get some of our VC money back from you.
Yeah, we need,
because we've spent a lot of money on VC. We need some of it back, Ronnie.
So much.
So we always say that we're done spending money on 2K, and then we just suck, and then we're tired of it, and we're mad, and we're like, oh, fine, Ronnie, here's some money.
Here's my money. Take my card. Ronnie, please.
They do it on purpose. They make you mad enough not to quit the game, but to buy VC.
Yeah, because it makes it addicting. The game's addicting.
It's fun to shoot threes or dunk on people, but...
but you can't do it. It's annoying.
Yeah. All right, guys.
But, yeah.
We appreciate you guys, and we'll catch you in the next episode.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details. Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.